Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach Podcast, episode number 74. We are climbing every single day. It is the 30th of October today. This will go out on the 31st, so I'm recording a wee day early. I've got a wee bit ahead of myself this week, which is really good. It's always a good place to be in when you're like above or beyond where you initially thought. Well, twiggle to turn today, ain't there? So yeah, it's always nice to be a wee bit ahead, rather than kind of chasing your tail. So it's really, really good. Yeah, this week's been it's been good, been productive. We've been moving forward with regards to the dance skill. We've been moving forward with regards to the empowerment coaching, and one of the schools that I worked in last year has reached out to me as well to go back in, which is amazing. It's really powerful work in the schools, and I'm a huge believer in, like, I absolutely am a massive believer in anybody can change at any age. You just need to want to. But I'm an advocate for prevention is better than cure. And if we can get in with young people and get them like believing in themselves and having really strong foundations, really strong self-worth and self-love, then they will not fall into some traps that some of us fell into. And therefore there will be live a kind of a less like I don't want to use the word toxic because I'm so grateful for everything that's happened to me because it's brought me to where I am, but they will have less, maybe less toxic relationships, less toxic or less difficult parts to their life. Not saying that they're not going to have some difficult parts, of course we will. There's no such thing as a perfect life, is there? So anyway, I'll stop rabbiting on about that. Today I am going to talk about the importance of investing in yourself. And it comes off the back of kind of talking to people and reaching out and engaging with people like on social media and people getting a bit scared of like taking that big step in and really investing in themselves. And actually, my own coach put a post up, I think it was today, this morning, and it was about like the amount of, in fact, no, it wasn't, I think it was yesterday. It was about the amount of like free content and free stuff that he's gave away, and like he can track how much gets used and downloaded and like updated and all that sort of stuff. And he was saying a bit like of the hundreds of people that like asked for his free stuff, 5% of people actually done the work. And because you don't value what you don't invest in. And it's so true, it's so true. Like I was in part of like a random female health program. It was a good program. Like there's nothing, I would never slate anybody's program. But I didn't do it with it. Like I didn't use any of the stuff. I didn't because I already had my own coaching program that I'm with already. And a lot of the stuff is stuff that I already done anyway. So it was kind of I was a wee bit beyond what the kind of knowledge it was getting given. But the knowledge it was that was getting given was amazing and was really good. And there would have been probably if I looked at it more, there'd have been bits and pieces and gold nuggets there. But it's quite cheap. So I just kept getting paid for and I didn't utilize it in any way, shape, or form. So it was actually wasted money. Whereas in my actual coaching program that I am involved with, it's a significant amount of money. And I do the work because I wouldn't waste that kind of money on nothingness, if that makes sense. And if you were to look at what you do spend money on a day-to-day basis, like are you frittering away on kind of nonsense? Is your priorities like in line with who you want to be? Because that's what it boils down to. If you want to be this person, then it's about investing in yourself, and there is no better investment than the one in yourself. There's no better investment than the one in yourself. And myself and my friend talk about this quite often, like the amount of expense that we have put into learning, development, growth, business stuff, personal stuff. Like, I have no idea. I probably wouldn't even want to know. But what I do know is it has brought me to where I am today. So all those things have been so worth it because it is catapulted my success, be that professionally, be that personally. And it has a ripple effect. So when you invest in yourself, you invest in your relationships, you invest in your business, you invest in your career, depending on whether you have a business or a career. You invest in your physicality, like what you're physically doing. You invest in your surroundings, you invest in the environment. Like, it has a ripple effect into all of these other aspects of your life. So everything gets heightened, everything gets leveled up, and waiting for the moment of now's the right time, you will literally be waiting forever. Because there's never going to be a perfect time. There's always going to be some stumbling block. There's always going to be something that's going to stand in your way, be that financially, be that like something that's going on in your life. But the realization that these things are going to happen regardless is so, so crucial, because it shouldn't change your path. Like, sometimes it does, it pivots your path. But if you're investing in yourself, there's never a right time. There's never like that perfect pinnacle time. When I invested in my coach, I was living at my mum's house. I was like, I've been with him now for 3 years. 3 years. So I was like beyond mid-30s, just living with my mum, because I gave up my flat. I gave up my flat to save for the house. So I was living at my mum's house. I was saving for the house. I used my deposit money of my house, not all of it, of course, but a big, big chunk of it, to pay for my coach, which was a big risk. But that risk has came into fruition in the sense that the amount of opportunities that's opened up for me, the amount of doors that it's opened, the amount of different levels of Donna that it has unlocked, and I've still got my house. I still bought my house. I'm still sitting in my house at this moment in time. So that was a big risk, but it paid off, because by investing in myself, it has catapulted my success everywhere else, and it's brought me to do what I'm doing right now. So I suppose my message today is more about, it's time to put yourself first. It really is time to put yourself first. And if you find somebody or something or a program or a coach or whatever, or a mentor that you can really resonate with, and you've got that kind of a that pull, that is the universe or your body or your mind or your soul pulling towards that thing, is giving you signs. It is giving you like acknowledgement that this is what is for you, and it's going to benefit your life. And when you know it's something that's going to benefit your life and serve you and serve your whole life, then don't hold back. Because if you hold back, you're potentially never going to start. And if you hold back when you do start, let's say you started in 3 months' time, where could you have been in those 3 months if you just started now? So my message to you is, if you have a pull, absolutely rip that plaster off and go do it. Like, go all in. Go absolutely all in. Because the what you'll get on the other side of it is huge, and it's like not even comparable to anything. There is nobody that I know that regrets investing in themselves. Nobody, not a single soul that I know regrets investing in themselves. They don't see these things as an expense. They see it as an investment. And as I said, there is no better investment than you. I hope that serves you well today, and I will speak to you again next week. It will be November. What the hell? In the meantime, if you have anything that you want to reach out about, please, please, please just get in touch with me via one of my social media channels. I do have a self-love workshop this coming Sunday, which will be exciting to do. Look forward to hearing from you, and I'll speak to you again next week. Have a great week.